do you get when you pair up a giant beetle with drills for hands and a cosmic chainsaw chicken? Well, just like the two of us, a duo that can't be beat. I mean, except the many times we have been defeated. I'm a putz.
And I'm Nicole.
And welcome to the final night of Kaiju Lycon 2023, presented to you by Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Yeah, dude, I can see the vein in your neck.
Yes, guys, like Nicole said, my neck vein is now giving me a respect, mane. To command a room with your energy. Do it like this. You better be doing more sales. You better be telling people to up their cost with ranch at Burger King. And then all of a sudden, people respect you. Give off the energy you think others desire.
I feel like James is actively going through trauma in front of us, Nicole.
That's just 24/7.
Yeah, I'm constantly in shatters. Not in tatters. My brain is...
You've passed tatters into shatters.
Mm-hmm. You know when a windshield gets spiderwebbed? That's my brain. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not even shatters yet. That's just cracked.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I feel like it's easier to be like, hey, the windshield is destroyed. It's like out there. Let's just put a new one in. But when it's like spiderwebbed, well, I guess we have to like kind of maneuver it around to replace it all.
You just slap some duct tape on it.
Okay.
Yeah. To keep it from falling.
Okay.
And then you take the window out.
So, like, I don't need therapy. I just need the, in quotes, duct tape.
No, that's what the duct tape is.
No.
Sir.
Yeah.
Screaming into a microphone is duct tape.
No.
Replacing
it. We don't quite have the replacement.
That's like scotch tape.
Okay. What about just ignoring it? What's that? Is that screaming into a microphone? Because whatever screaming into a microphone for this metaphor is, that's what I'm doing.
Trauma. I don't know.
Trauma and drama.
It is drama.
Mm-hmm. Man, what if you found out I was a drama kid and I was in plays?
If you were a drama kid in plays and I just found that out, I would be shocked and bamboozled.
Yeah, I would.
In that order.
You'd be like, James, your acting's pretty good.
James, you've lied to me for years.
Uh-huh. And I was like in competing plays that you were in.
How would plays be competing?
I don't know. Like, they're at different houses at the same night. You're doing, like, The Cave, the musical, and I'm doing The Descent, the musical. They're kind of the same. One's PG-13, one's rated R. And, which one are we going to go to? They're competing.
What are we, what do we get if we get the audience?
Money recognition, Tony rewards.
Do we push out the other play? Do we say, this one is actually better, so this is the one you go to?
Yeah.
I don't think that happens in real life. I don't know of any situation where it would be like competing plays. Maybe a festival.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
To like win a festival, but or like to win some awards.
Nicole, what are your thoughts on this?
It's
the Bricks, Emissary Hell.
Was that it? Okay, so it's a festival, but it's just two plays with two stages at opposite ends, and whoever has the more audience.
Oh, and everyone has an eye tracker on them, so as they look this way, they know, like, oh, they're staring at James's chest, or like, oh, they're staring at Corwin's chest, because we got cleavage, guys.
Are they...
We got to do anything we can to get
literally
those
when
eyes.
You said they got cleavage, guys, I right before you said that, there was a moment where you were like staring at Corbin's chest, and I wanted to be like, ooh, yeah. Oh, I like that the plays are close enough that you can look at one play or the other one. You're hearing both at the same time. That just sounds like a chaotic mess.
It's like a drive-in theater.
Yeah.
Wait, are they all mic'd so it's radioed?
Yes.
So they're just like, they'll switch the radio in their little car.
I guess you would determine it by radio ratings.
Sure, yeah.
But it would really only depend on who is coming in with VIP Nelson family tickets. Nielsen, I mean, not Nelson.
The Nelsons are providing the money for these shows. They're trying to see which show needs to stay on the rest of the year. The new Blue Man Group.
TV has the Nielsen ratings. Broadway has the Nelson ratings.
Larry Nelson. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a real person's name.
Ah, man, Larry's done so much for the theater scene.
Absolutely.
I remember when they were like, hey, we might need to take Cats off Broadway. He fought tooth and nail to keep it on.
I also like that we've started the pod. Okay, so this whole thing has been so different from everything we've ever done. And that normally when you introduce Mostly Seeking Sentai, I'm like sitting quiet because I'm like, surprise, it's me. But this whole time my face has been on screen.
Yeah.
The audio has been going since I joined the call. So there's been no like, all right, what's up? How's it been? And then let's go into this and this and this, and then this is going to happen. No planning, no nothing. It was just immediate call. We're doing this. We're here.
Yeah.
How are you doing? First take was on audio.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know him from This Movie's Gay. It's Corwin.
Surprise, I'm here.
They were like, we don't know this voice in our ears. Who could it be? Maybe I'll pitch you down until I'll make you sound like a demon. I have a preset for that.
Oh,
it's called the Freddy Krueger preset.
Yeah, give me the demon voice.
All right.
At some point randomly through, I'll say demon voice, and then you got to do demon voice after.
Okay, wait, I don't have time to do that. I don't have, yes, it is just like clicking in and then like scanning to like make sure like this is the part he wanted, but
this
still,
is the part he
I can't do that.
Damn it, James.
I used to be like really like, hey, oh, someone starts singing, let me throw some auto-tune and some reverb. No, you guys, you better have perfect pitch.
Hell yeah.
Wait, are we starting a singing podcast now? Is that what's happening?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's
do it, Jay.
Through Discord delay.
Through Discord delay. Well, we each record separately. Like, I have my Audacity recording my voice right now. That's how we do it.
And we'll overdub it. You should hop on this R2 Shelby 2 song that's going down.
There's an R2, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Bedazzled, or it might be called Bidazzled, and it's about when she saw the movie Bedazzled with Elizabeth Hurley and Brendan Fraser, how she's like, oh, I think I'm bisexual now. I wrote and produced it. She just needs to lay down the vocals.
Yeah, I feel like Brendan Fraser movies are very good at catching the gaze.
Uh-huh.
I just went and saw The Mummy
in
the music box the other day. And yeah, the whole time I was watching, I was like, this is super gay.
Uh-huh.
This is so gay. I am very gay.
Like, even
that's where it came from.
It's Now and Then, I think, is the name of the movie. He's in it for a little bit. And you're like, okay, yeah, everything else now has a queer context to it.
Everything after with Brendan Fraser is just like there's so much sexual tension in the room. No matter who it is acting with Brendan Fraser, sexual tension. That's what it is.
Dudley Do-Right, it is a bad movie. It's a bad movie I enjoy, but there's like a throuple going on with Dudley Do-Right, Dastardly, whatever his name is, and Sarah Jessica Parker. It's baffling. You guys should check that out.
You saying Sarah Jessica Parker just like my mind just immediately shattered.
She's in it.
I gotta put some duct tape. I don't know what it was that did that. It was just immediately like, wow, my mind is gone.
Who does he play opposite on George of the Jungle? Who's the female lead in that?
You think I'd ever remember anyone else in that movie besides that man?
Man, he is ripped and buff.
You think I would remember anything else about that movie other than that man?
Oh, man.
And you know, in his scrub story arc, Dr. Cox is wanting to get it in.
Oh, yeah. It's in his name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He says, Dr. Cox, how about you heal me with that Cox?
It is actually like the best story arc in that series.
Is he depressed in that?
No, he dies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
It's really sad.
I thought he like commits self-offing.
No, he dies from cancer. Oh, okay. It's really sad.
Damn.
Yeah.
But he's still so buff while doing it. He said, I'm not taking the chemo, guys. Yeah. I'm not losing these.
Yeah.
I mean, he's amazing. If you had a podcast that wasn't Nicolas Cage, but Brendan Fraser, I would be there for every episode. I would be there to watch that man do anything.
I've recently been like, we should just watch all Brendan Fraser movies because as a kid, it's insane how much I'm like, this dude's the
best.
He
was so prevalent in our, like, our childhood specifically, he was so prevalent in, and then he vanished. And I don't think for people like above us in generation or below us in generation, just understand what effect Brendan Fraser himself had on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I remember pulling up his filmography recently and being like, oh, there's 2 years where he's in just smash hit after smash hit. So let's pull this up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This has nothing. This is very relevant to the episode, but not really.
Yes.
But very relevant.
Let's
you know?
Get Brendan Fraser in the next Godzilla v. King Kong movie.
Oh, hell yes.
Would be there. I would even sit in the front row of the movie theater so I have to lay down and look right up at the screen just to see him in that and something like that.
He starts kissing Godzilla and you're like, excuse, wait, he's big now? What? when did this happen? They're the same size. Or did Godzilla get little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love finds a way.
Just like life. So we, his first big one is Encino Man in 92.
Oh my God, I fucking
and then
love that movie.
There's a bunch of stuff that I don't know, like School Ties, 20 Bucks, Son-in-Law, Younger and Younger with Honors. Then we have Airheads, which I love that movie. It's Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler. So good. And the dude from Criminal Minds and The Simpsons, he plays the mob boss. You guys know him. Then and now, and then when does it really get going? Okay, 97, you have George of the Jungle. Then in 98, Still Breathing, Gods and Monsters, Blast from the Past, The Mummy, Dudley Do-Right Bedazzled, Sinbad, Monkey Bone, The Mummy Returns. Oh, and then you have Looney Tunes Back in Action rips, guys. Mm. The Journey to the End of the Earth, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Wait, are those two different movies?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there was another Journey movie that was, there's one that has The Rock in it and not Brendan Fraser.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that I've seen.
That's The Rock and Josh Hutcherson and Alfred. I don't know.
Michael Caine?
Real name. Yes.
Okay.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
But yeah, it, like this dude just with like Looney Tunes, The Mummy, Mummy Returns, Bedazzled. Like it's The Mummy, Dudley Do-Right, and Bedazzled all in a row. And Monkey Bone. Brendan Fraser for the win, guys.
All right. So we have our next podcast idea on the middle of your podcast about Godzilla.
Yeah.
Versus Megalon.
So speaking of which, Corwin, you're here to close out the fest, the convention that is Kaiju Lycon. What is your experience? Have you ever been on a Godzilla episode with us?
Yes, we did the one with the baby Godzilla thing. I don't know. Nicole loved that one.
Shin Godzilla. Yes.
Yes.
It like becomes like this horrific thing.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That was years ago. That was like our first year doing this.
I don't remember why you pointed out that one. Usually you point out gay or gay adjacent things for me to watch. I don't know if that one was included in that criteria.
So this one was, okay, Corwin seems like our most cultured friend. So what is the most cultured Godzilla movie? I think that was the reason why I chose. I was like, which is the most high art one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, the Shin Godzilla? Oh, because it was all politics. Mm-hmm. It was, the whole thing was politics. Okay, that's Mickey.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, for this one, let me search just like queer kaiju movies, and mm-hmm. Versus Megalon came up with a lot of people saying like, this is, watching this as a kid stirred some emotions in me, and then I realized, oh, I am gay.
I don't know about stirred emotions, but I definitely, the whole time I was watching, I was like, this is gay.
Yes.
This is gay. This is gay. We could have done this for the other podcast. This is gay as hell.
Because I was like, we'll make this movie's gay ? To see like, hey, other people are saying it, just like Freddy 2.
Yeah, just like Freddy 2. I feel like this one had even more gay.
Whoa.
There was, a couple of dudes raising a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
James was like, yeah, I don't know if this is, and then like the movie started and he was like, oh, they're having a picnic.
they're having a picnic. That weird boat. The fuck was that?
Yeah. Okay. So we're discussing 1973's Godzilla versus Megalon. Most people know it because MST3K did this, and they also did Abora, I believe, Horror of the Deep. But this one, there was an interaction that Nicole said, oh, James, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll take notes passively. Because I've seen this so many times. And then when we get to that boat scene, which is like if Bubble Bobble sponsored and made a boat, that's what you would get. Because it is the most non-transportation of a boat you've ever seen. It's for a kid. And it just has these like two things that just hit the water as if it's trying to walk.
It seems like a fish. And then it's got two little fish attached to it. And the two little fish are moving like this, like it's gonna jump up on the water. But the fish aren't quite steady enough, mm-hmm. and they're not quite flat and big enough to be like an oar to push you forward. But also, it was not a good functional.
No. Are you distracted by the cat now?
I'm 100%.
Yes, okay. It's why I don't know why. Like, the chat likes it, but it's so bad for everyone else involved.
I mean, to be fair, if we were, like, in person in the old times and sitting there together looking at each other in this room, I would also be distracted by the cat at that moment, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But at least then you could, like, pick him up, put him in your lap, and then, like, hey, the cat is here. I feel that. And now I am like back on it. Mm-hmm, but now you're just looking at him.
Well, because he's so cute and he's taking all the attention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's this boat that's just like, it's so violently flapping those two little fish.
And he's controlling it with two little handles, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. two little levers.
And an earthquake starts happening. And Nicole, she's like, oh, that kid's fine. After saying she has seen this so many times, I'm like, no, Nicole, it completely drains the lake. He'll die if he's still in there.
Well, no, because the two guys like kind of panic and are they're like, oh no, you gotta get back to shore. And I'm like, he's fine.
He was out in a big open space. Nothing would fall on him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't fall over. Because of the rocking. I mean, we didn't know a ravine into Cetropolis was going to open up, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which he would have been fine. He wouldn't have died because they were trying to throw him in that hole anyway. So he would have been fine.
That's what the dude in Lazy Bones. No, Lovely Bones was saying.
Yikes.
Just go in that hole anyway. You're going to end up there already.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
The Lovely Bones is one of those movies that it's so... That's like Brendan Fraser. I feel like no one's going back and watching The Lovely Bones because it is so fucked up. It's like, hey, everyone, Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings man, has a new visually stunning movie. It's based off a critically acclaimed book. And then you're walking out with your then-girlfriend... And she goes, like, after it's opening night, everyone's pulling out. She goes to the wall and just starts crying uncontrollably. And you're like,
Yeah.
And that's the Lovely Bones.
Yes.
So it's like no one's going back. So like referencing it to people our age, it always just cherry on the top of like, this is a super fucked up joke. Guys, watch Lovely Bones if you didn't get that comedy gold.
Not the comedy gold. I've noticed lately I do laugh a lot in scary movies and sad movies. Mm-hmm. I laugh when I'm nervous. It happens.
Dude, yeah. So do I. And it took me too long to figure out that's what it was.
It took me seeing someone be very upset and being like, stop laughing. And just like their whole life. Feels like it's falling apart and I'm just cackling.
Oh my God.
Was this recently?
No, okay. That was in college.
All right. I thought you like just recently learned this and that's how you learned it.
No, I've known for a long time.
The only time I laughed inappropriately, actually, a funeral of my friends, and it's like, we're allowed to laugh. Like, these are, yes, parents, you're at a funeral, whatever. But like, your friend group didn't just get shattered. We can do whatever we want. Whatever we do is respectful. Whatever you're doing is disrespectful. We are now the ones in charge. But there was that frozen cat story that I've told a few times, that I laughed, but that was a crescendo. Whatever podcast I told that on, find it. Just like go to the mlmpod.com/blog, search frozen cat. You'll probably find it.
Yikes.
Yeah. But we also see these two daddies just having a picnic. And that's when I'm like, oh, yeah. Yep. There. This is something, guys.
That was a great transition, James. That was such a good transition into back what we were talking about.
You're welcome.
I was like, what are you crossing out? What are you doing?
My notes, so I keep on track. Oh, wait, I can cross this one out too. The Lovely Bones. I wrote that in there.
Oh my God.
No, I did not. You
James
wizard.
Actually writes all of his bits. Every single bit, pre-written, pre-recorded.
And I actually, through social engineering, I guide you to talking about the Lovely Bones, and then I start tossing things into holes.
Did you guide us there, or did you just, you brought it up?
Well, no, I guided you to, oh, he'll just end up in that hole anyways. I guided you there so I could bring up my pure gold Lovely Bones.
I said that he would have been alive anyways because they were trying to throw him in that hole eventually.
Yeah, just like, hey, kids around the neighborhood,
you also
jump in that sinkhole.
Hole.
Yes, through social engineering.
Is it social engineering if you just do it yourself?
Yeah. Because
okay.
I guided you still. So they're like, oh, something's going on. They hear in the radio of strange events happening in these specific places. And I'm guessing you watched on Max.
I did watch on Max.
So unfortunately, it only has the English dub on there. So a child is being voiced by an adult. And this child goes, after hearing about all these places, goes, what's that? What are those places? I've never heard of them before.
Yeah. Oh, because they were talking about the mythical islands.
Yeah.
Or not mythical. I don't know. The islands that sunk.
Except you read it better than the person who is dubbing that child.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the dub was, I was going to talk about the dub and it being hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just one of those dubs that was very special and that it was very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Choices. Also, the monster noises, it was just screaming.
Yeah.
There was screaming for a solid 45 minutes of the movie. Just back and forth screams.
They're like, oh, remember back in the 50s, we'd take a leather glove and rub it on just a double bass string and slow that down. Oh, man, that's how we got Godzilla's original voice. Why don't we just skip all that and just, like, scream real loud into a mic and manipulate that?
Yeah.
And then do it over and over and over again. They had whole-ass conversations. Where were the subtitles?
Oh,
I wanted to know
have.
What Godzilla was saying.
Yeah, that was silly.
There is a movie where there are subtitles.
For Godzilla screaming?
Yeah, I think there is one of them. I don't remember
which
one.
I mean, this one just said scream.
Oh, for the actual subtitles?
Yes.
Okay.
I want actual subtitles on the movie that's just like Godzilla screams and it's just like, what's for breakfast? Or when the robot came, he looked like he was like, I'm on my break, Frank. What the fuck are you doing?
Uh-huh.
That was the first interaction with the robot Godzilla voice in my head. Trying to figure out what the hell that scream was, because on the subtitles it just said scream.
If you could choose a voice actor, or maybe even a famous actor, they're all voice actors these days, who would you want to voice Godzilla? Like, someone's redubbing all these movies. Who is...
Charlize Theron.
All right, Nicole.
Richard Kine.
Oh, my God. Richard Kine would be so good. He voiced the cat Ghoulie so well.
Oh, actually, never mind. I retract. Brendan Fraser.
Oh, damn.
That's who should voice Godzilla.
Uh-huh. Eric Andre would do pretty good.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Just screaming.
Oh, do you want them to actually scream, or do you want it to, like, have the scream in them and then a dub of their mind's voice being Brendan Fraser?
I think both. Like, as you're, like, hearing them talk, underneath you hear, like, the screams. Like,
you can hear
just Brendan Fraser screaming.
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right. I mean, I think that's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
One day, maybe we could have that.
Hey, with those AI voices,
uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, my God. I put into ChatGPT Godzilla as Biden talking about Pokemon, and man, it came up with absolutely nothing.
I was like, were you trying to make a tweet?
It broke. They said, please leave. Here's your money back.
Get out of here.
It was just the middle finger emoji with a cash sign, and that's it. They then go back to their place, and this child has high passive perception.
Their place, boyfriends.
Or lovers, married style.
Yeah.
Because you can only truly
married
be...
Married style.
Well, because you can only be lovers if you're married.
Lovers, married style.
Yeah. It wasn't the... Yeah, it was...
Love.
It was the phrasing, James.
Well, it's because of that goddamn step-by-step episode where they say, love, American style. So I now just say that dumb shit. Okay, but what's it called? This kid has high passive perception because he goes home and he goes to unlock the door but notices it's unlocked and he's like, hey, something's up. And I didn't even notice if, like, my parents brought me home and they're like, oh, what do you think? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, we put new wallpaper on your wall. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess you did. I wasn't that perceptive.
Okay.
I was.
Oh, damn. You could just sniff out crime.
Or it's just like something's amiss.
Yeah, man.
Give an example. I don't believe it.
Why would I have to give you an example?
You don't.
Why? What would I give you an example of me being perceptive?
Yeah, do it. Like, maybe one time, because you live down south, maybe like a crawdad came into your home and you were like, I'm going to get that. You're like, James, I'm not that far south. You could walk to my home.
No, there are crawdads south, James. Oh, you mean like here, current, present day?
No, I meant like where you grew up. Like, you weren't that far south to be like, hey, I'm going to get me a crawdad in my house.
I mean, I could. We had literal crawdads.
In your house?
Not in the house, but around.
But I bet if one came in when you were a kid, you'd notice it because you had that perceptive mind.
I mean, the dog would get it first.
Oh, dog has higher perception.
Yeah, the dog is hungry. The dog says, I'm going to get that crawdad.
He also talks in a southern accent.
Yeah, of course. Has to.
All dogs are southern, okay?
All right. Child, high passive perception. That child got kneed to the ceiling. Did you see that? That very first attack on that child. Mm-hmm. That man grabbed the child and then kneed the child, and the child flew up, like, fully off the ground. That would have broke some ribs.
Yeah, it would have been funny if they replaced him with, like, a rag doll his size and just, like, truly, like, punted him up to the ceiling.
They basically did. That man,
yeah.
That man hit him hard. That child would have been dead.
Good.
Then those gay dads would have been mourning. Also, that didn't make any sense for Cetropolis. Okay, we got to this point, but Cetropolis is sending out Megalon because they're like, oh, they're setting off these nuclear explosions and testing and things, and it's destroyed a third of our country. And they're like a secret country. They didn't once go, hey, we exist here. Don't do that. They were just like, all right, man, we're fighting
fuck
now.
Fuck them up.
Fuck them up. They don't know I exist, but I'm going to fuck them up.
It's like when you start peeing into the sewer and someone's like, hey, someone's down here. You're like, oh, I'm so sorry. No one's usually down in the sewers.
Has that happened to you?
You're going to have to find out.
What does that mean?
How do we find out?
A next episode of Mostly Peeing in Sewer Mains. And I sometimes find some sewer mains. Men who live in the sewer. They don't really live in the sewer as much as, like, they are government employees looking for things down in the sewer.
James, focus.
I am. We're talking about Seatopia, remember?
Yeah.
You're the ones who are like, oh, have you been peeing in sewers? Technically, we all pee in two sewers.
You're a sewer.
I mean, we're peeing into a toilet.
That goes into the sewers.
Yes.
Eh? Actually, we're all technically peeing into each other's mouths because then it gets filtrated into drinking water.
James.
And you're like, gulp, gulp, gulp. Ooh, that's pee-pee. Scratch that note off. See, social engineering fuckers.
I didn't even call the country the right name.
Yeah, what is it? It's Seatopia.
Yeah, I called it Cetropolis.
Oh, okay, it's maybe, interchangeable.
Maybe that's their capital city. Seatopia is the country. Cetropolis is the capital.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna go with. So you're saying that man made people feel things in the 70s? That man was like so hot that they were like, oh my god.
Yeah. his nipple showing.
Gay. He's got his nips out. I mean, I can see it. That's just wild, though.
There are three daddies in this. No, scratch that, four, because Godzilla's here and he's a father, fuckers.
Oh my god. And he first shot on screen was of him just standing there screaming with the dust flying up.
Isn't that what all dads do?
Sure.
No.
They just scream in the sky, kicking up dust?
No.
Okay, all right. I guess we had different fathers.
What do you mean you guess?
Yeah, you said that like you thought we might have had the same father our whole life.
So... Well, they're in Seatopia. I'm like, I would
and
love
he's just
to
moving
live.
On.
Yeah, we need to get back on track. You guys keep distracting me.
Do we keep distracting you?
Guys, this is a fucking god. Excellent episode of this show.
Oh my god. We only say that because we're laughing at your show.
No, you guys are also being funny.
Oh my god.
You guys are saying things like, whoa, the lovely bone scared me. That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that James said that, like, we've never been funny in our lives.
You guys are always
like, we've
funny.
We've never made a single joke.
You're two of my funniest friends.
Aw, thanks. I was socially engineering you to make that comment.
Yes! I love being socially engineered. I love GMOs and social engineering. It's kind of like like this ballet that we play, you know?
I don't get okay. What is this a reference?
He's trying to social engineer us into saying something.
No, it's like this ballet, this back and forth. Like Sherlock Holmes probably said that about Moriarty or something.
It's
this
usually
ballet?
Chess. But, yeah, okay.
But they also that is a phrase of like the oh
yeah.
This back and forth, this ballet as we dance together for the coming of the cause that we both want. And not the coming of the cause of like, hey, he's back in town.
Sure. but I just, the way you said it made it sound like it was a reference.
Yeah, just like other people have said it. So I'm referencing them.
You're just, it's a phrase.
I broke my pen again.
How?
You push on it and it just breaks. I got it from Dollar Tree.
Wow, you fucked up.
Okay, so when they're in Seatopia, I'm like,
you some pens.
I'm like, oh, I have a bunch. Don't worry. And
from Dollar Tree?
Yeah, they write. That's what they
I bought a bunch of them from Staples not too long ago.
Okay, so they're in
fucking up.
They're in Seatopia, guys. And I would love to live here, even though I think the sea is scary. But if you're within the sea in like a normal place that humans can live, I'm fine with that.
So not the sea.
Yeah. But this is Seatopia. They're different.
Did they even show anything in Seatopia besides the cave?
No.
No, you saw some buildings and stuff like in a matte painting. I guess I wish I lived in a matte painting.
It's like we didn't even see the buildings. It was just a painting.
And you saw a little bit of architecture when they're at that temple. Mainly I want to see a bunch of women in like underwear and like just a thick
and now we're at the
poncho
thing that you're wanting.
A mesh dress.
Wait, they were I thought it was plastic ponchos, like a raincoat that was see-through.
I think they were like a mesh, like a sheer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was hoping they were like see-through ponchos.
No. Plastic doesn't move like that.
Okay. Well, they were moving like Jagger, so I just thought he wears plastic. He's got a lot of work done.
Bad joke.
I'm just free. Corwin Atlin, just laugh.
I laughed at Nicole saying bad joke.
Yes, that's what I want you to laugh at.
Yeah.
Because my friends are funny.
Oh, thank you, James. Thank you.
So this kid, he's like, hey, I'm seeing all this red sand around, this funny powder from the 70s, and they just start snorting it and having a blast.
I really thought they were going to, like, the scientist was going to, like, put it in his teeth. I really thought that was about to happen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why? Why would he immediately put that in his mouth?
Yeah, because they are scientists. They're like, we have instruments to check this.
No, one dad is a scientist and one dad is a amateur race car driver.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of which, they
and
go outside.
Somehow they know Godzilla and somehow they got military? No? Yes?
Maybe.
I feel like this movie was like Avengers Age of Ultron or Endgame or something where there's like, you could watch it, you get it all, but you're like, I think I've missed some details. I think I've missed. Why did those people come out of those portals again? What happened? So this time I'm like, yeah, they're getting Godzilla because they want to have a blast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But are those characters established to have known Godzilla in a past movie?
So at this point, kind of everyone who's anyone is aware of Godzilla and is like, oh, it's common knowledge. This is how we can call upon him. Because at this time, he's the hero of the world.
He's beaten down all the monsters, fist pumping and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
James, I think that you were going slow with your notes on like synopsis of the movie because the last half of the movie or over the last half of the movie is just screams.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
I have notes on those screams. I say, oh, man, that's a good scream. God.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep.
But Nicole has seen this many times, as she said.
Yeah, I have.
So they go outside and this kid he has this like mini bike and he calls it a baby rider, I believe, in the dubs. And when I perform live, I have a baby writer, meaning I need anything a baby would need to survive. I need baby food, mushed up peas and carrots. I need baby formula. I need someone to swaddle me and I need someone to burp me before I go on stage.
What happens if that doesn't happen?
Oh, I start crying like a baby.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So is it a solid like 5-minute set or is it like a 90-minute just crying the whole time?
Oh, guys, if someone were to send me like, hey, do you want to do a 90-minute set? The crying starts when the message is received. I'm like, no, that's... Once my friend was like, yeah, we'll give you a 45-minute set. I was like, can we bump that down to maybe like 25? And he's like, really? I'm like, I don't want to be up on stage that long. That's more stuff I need to memorize.
Oh, James.
I hate it.
Great.
It sucks.
I like that I overestimated it. I thought you would have offense to the 5-minute set. But you're like...
Preferred. That's two songs I need to memorize and a little bit of stage banter.
One song doesn't even get the whole five?
No. We need streams, baby, okay? I try for a 2-minute goal. And then also, attention spans, they're in and out. Also, I don't want to write a third verse. No.
Oh, my God.
Those are my least favorite parts. A song that it's like, oh, more than 8 bars or more than like 10 seconds before it like gets into the meat of it, that's meandering. No, thank you. It's boring.
Sometimes you gotta meander to explore.
I guess because I do rap music, and unless you're like doing like nice solo work and like beautiful melodies and notes, that never happens in rap music. So... get it out of here. You don't need these long intros. And 8-bar choruses. What are you doing, guys? I'll do a 2-bar chorus if the BPM's slow enough. This is said humorously, but these are all things I believe.
100%. I know.
So we find out Jet Jaguar has TV cameras for eyes. And I'm like, come on, you guys couldn't fork it over for 35 millimeter?
Also, that robot was scary looking.
Uh-huh.
That robot looked like a straight-up villain.
Do you guys know how Jet Jaguar was invented?
Yes.
I didn't know Jet Jaguar was a thing.
So this was a write-in campaign.
Yeah.
Okay.
A fan created this, and I think that's why he hasn't been in more movies.
Because he looks terrifying?
No, dude, Jet Jaguar's dope. Especially in video games, his fighting style is very reminiscent to, like, wrestling and UFC stuff. So he's very fluid, he's fast. He's one of the best people to play in Godzilla Save the Earth.
I mean, he also, looking at his face, if someone just sent me a screenshot of all the monsters and the robot and being like, which ones are the good guys and which ones are the bad guys? He would firmly be on the bad guy side for me.
He's more of not a bad guy. He's a bad boy. Listeners, you can't see his face.
You can't see the face, but I gave James the face that I gave every single podcast we've ever done in our life. At some point, has to happen.
When they introduce Megalon, he like comes out from the ground and he... puts his drill arms up like this, and it looked like he was going to DX chop the camera, and that would have been great. Corwin, do you know what the DX chops are?
No.
It's when you go, like, suck it, and you do, like, chop towards your pelvis like this. Suck it. Mm-hmm. I can't stand up. I'm only wearing underwear, or else I would do the full motion.
You know, I had that question when we first started, but I was like, we're not... We're live. Mm-hmm. We're live. I'm not going to ask James if he's only got underwear on.
Which is weird. I have worked out on stream in bikini bottoms only, so I don't know why I'm nervous now.
Yeah, I don't know, because that was live as well.
Uh-huh. And I'm looking even better these days.
You look amazing, James.
Thank
you. Look amazing.
Back at
you. You're welcome. Thank you. I'm sunburned right now.
I have my blue blockers on. I can't tell. You look tan.
Hell yeah. Nope.
Nicole, you were gonna say something?
I had a friend over like a week ago or so, and James was like, hey, let me know when they're here so I can put pants on. And I was like, just put pants on.
It's like, hot.
Just fucking put pants on.
I realized that, oh, I'm a tank top guy during the summer because there was a day, it was one of our day offs, I only had a tank top on and bikini bottoms. I was like, I'm cool all day. And Nicole's like, I'm so miserable. And I'm like, just put on a tank top and bikini bottoms, dude. You would have been great.
Thank God I've got central AC.
Nicole's mom saw a picture of me in bikini bottoms, and she's like, so, like,
whose were those? And I was like, mine. What? Who else would they be? I don't.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
don't
weirdest
know
question yeah she asked.
Did you borrow those?
And I was like, no, I bought them for an album cover. And I'm like, well, I spent $14 on all of these. I'm going to keep wearing them.
Yeah, you gotta.
Mm-hmm. Can't just be throwing that money around.
No.
Not while I'm throwing this dick around.
I mean, I guess they would be mine if they weren't yours.
Yeah, but they wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they would fit, but just, like, it would be split.
Yeah, things
out
would be not covered.
Uh-huh. Unless I wore them backwards.
Sure.
And they'd be going up my crack. What if I put on crotchless panties?
Do whatever you want to do, James.
Yeah,
do
yeah
whatever you want to do.
So, speaking on Jet Jaguar, this is how you know Jet Jaguar wasn't designed by a woman. There's no deedle, you know?
Oh my God.
No sexual specs.
I'm just thinking immediately of Statue of David, which was made by a man and has a dick.
Damn it. And what were these men doing?
They were raising a child.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Gays with children are different.
Maybe, like, it's detachable.
Just magnetic. Mm-hmm. Just
boom. It's just a... It's just a suction cup dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or it's one of...
They got that in the drawer. Or they have yeah it in the drawer.
Or it's one of those strap-on-less dildos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what Zootopia was originally there to get. That's mm-hmm what they got.
Yeah.
That's why we never saw it.
Oh, they just wanted the dildo.
Yeah, they just wanted the dildo. That's why they left so fast. They got the dildo. They were good.
We can't design these where we're from. We haven't the technology.
I mean, what, silicone? They might not have the materials.
Yeah. Yeah.
My next note, I think, is a big skip. It's that downhill car chase, which feels so goofy, but also so dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
That man chased them. Well, before that, he ran out. He got his ass kicked, and the child got his ass kicked. The child almost died. And then he ran out and chased them in his car, and they threw a firebomb. And he's like, damn it, they got away. And then they came back and they stole the child. And then that's when that happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a giant skip.
It still feels like
a
giant
skip. I also lost
skip
my thought halfway through there, so.
Hey, you want to know what? I'll edit it so it doesn't seem like it.
My next note is, would you dump a mystery container for $3,000?
Yeah, so we did the math.
I thought it was, no, it's more than that.
No.
Oh, it is $3,000?
Yeah, so it was 100,000 yen. But at the time, like, inflation would make that, in our money, 3,000 yen or 300,000 yen, which is only $3,000 in today's money.
Oh, it's actually, so it was 270 yen, 1973, and then that 270,000...
Oh, it wasn't 100,000?
No, because it was originally 100,000, but inflation would make it 270.
Oh, okay.
Per 100 yen.
All right.
Right. So you would make it 270,000, and then that to today's dollar would be $1,800. So not even 3,000.
Damn.
Would you dump a mystery container for $2,000?
I mean, yes, but then, like, once the guy pulled the weird gun on me and I threw him out of the truck, I wouldn't continue to go dump it.
No. I'd be like, we need to go to the authorities. We made the right call. Like, someone said, like, hey, bring this container. Then we were suspicious and said, we will not move this container. Will we maybe get in trouble for throwing this man down the steepest cliff without it just falling to his death? Yes. But at least we did not murder two innocents.
Well, they didn't know the innocents were in there.
But they would have, you know, like, in, like, they can be like, hey, they open it up and be like, oh, we saved these two individuals. Is it cool that we maybe killed another?
Instead, Megalon yeets that shit over the hill, over the mountain.
Through happenstance, just bops it to be like, you guys are safe now.
But it was weird because definitely any person going in that container and it flying out like that, you're dead. You're dead. There's mm-hmm. a paste on the wall. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. But they just fell out and they were safe. That man got back his boyfriend and his child.
And during that downhill chase scene, that guy gets slimed, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was like white slime.
Yeah, I think I missed the slime.
Oh, dang.
There was a cat that was getting in, you know, in my face. Hard to say, get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Her cats hate me.
They love you, dude. Henry's been coming up.
They tolerate me.
No, he's been sleeping on you a little bit. He's inching closer and closer.
Near me.
Yes.
Not on.
It used to be on me. Yeah. And then now he's inching closer to you.
Sure.
Take the win.
One day, Nicole.
So when Megalon comes up from the ground, I was like, this dude needs a mega salon now.
I instantly thought of Cell from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah. He's got that vibe.
Because he's got that same green and yellow pattern on his wings.
Does Cell have wings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Cell's got wings. Bugs have wings. And now pads have wings?
Is this you social engineering a situation again?
No.
I mean, yes.
No, I just love bringing up that pads have wings.
Pads have wings.
And I act as if, like, Nicole won't tell me what they mean. Please, someone do it. Reveal to me.
Are you being for real?
No, I know what they're for.
That, listener, means that James doesn't know what they're for.
It's when you're done with them because, like, half of a baby is out of you now. So you hold it in your hand in the sun rays and then it starts flying away into heaven. So that baby can be with God.
Nice recovery. Nice recovery.
The wings are for, like, to, like, put around the underwear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what the wings are for.
I feel like it took him that long to get there, though.
No, that would be a hilarious skit on a TV show to be like...
It's a hilarious skit we just made right here on this podcast.
Oh, no, I scabbed.
That was one of the pre-written jokes, you know?
I scabbed, Corwin.
What?
The WGA writing? Strike.
No, this doesn't count. You're not a struck company.
Oh, no.
And you're not writing for a struck company.
We're non-union?
We're non-union.
Oh, no. We're no better than Saban Entertainment.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, what's his face?
Social engineered.
Megalon starts blowing shit up, and I love that. He's just like, hey, I see you. And it looks like they just threw a blowtorch on these models because they just start melting.
My favorite thing about Megalon is that when he was in that thrashing in the dam scene, it seemed like he just didn't understand what a dam was. Not that he meant to break it. Not that he meant to break it. Mm-hmm. He was just like, I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know what's happening here. Yeah. I'm in water. What is going on? And then he just accidentally broke the dam and was like, yeah, I meant to do that. Mm-hmm, now I'm breaking stuff.
The sets in this are so giant.
Yeah.
Like when
they made a lot of sets.
Yeah. Like the dam is, that's not a real dam. Yeah. And that's baffling because that's like three people high. And then when in the final kaiju fight, that's a sprawl. I need to look up behind the scenes to like see.
I was thinking about it and I was like, wouldn't it be so cool if like, sort of coming from a Bob's Burgers episode as well, but wouldn't it be so cool if they had like a kaiju fighting arena at like, you know, the Liberty Bowl or something like that, like a big venue, mm-hmm. and have the landscape, have the arena like that landscape.
Yeah, man.
So it looks like they're giant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that would be dope.
It's crazy how that's, like, no one's been like, hey, there's a market for this, obviously. It would be very expensive, I'm assuming, like, if you mm-hmm. could really destroy stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you would have like a venue that had like all I can think of right now is the Memphis Pyramid had the monster truck rally in it for a while. Mm-hmm. So obviously you need that destructive and like dirt and all of that.
They had like a residency at the
pyramid? They just did monster trucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now it's a Bass Pro Shop.
Hell yeah. Which one do you prefer?
I don't know, but the Bass Pro Shop is fun. It's got like animals and stuff in it.
And lakes?
Not lakes. It's got little, you know, little water.
Yeah, lakes.
Things. They're not lakes. Ponds. They're not big enough to be lakes.
Okay.
They're not really big enough to be ponds. They're like little puddles.
Okay.
Enclosure puddles.
Little Puddles was my rap name in high school.
You wish Little Puddles was your rap name in high school.
I do. So this is a big thing in Seatopia. Do you guys also mm-hmm. think the Easter Island heads are kind of cute? Like they're handsome men?
No.
I've never considered it, so I think it would be disingenuous of me to say they are handsome.
Okay.
And that I have never considered it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Pick up a history book and give it a go.
I mean, they showed picture. They showed a picture. Watch this movie and they show pictures of the Easter Island heads.
Well, in case it gets taken down from Max, you can just pick up a history book.
It's in the Criterion Collection. Okay. It'll be on there for a while. It's also on all those free things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can get rid of that gay movie, James. Mm-mm. Nobody.
When Jet Jaguar goes to Godzilla for the first time, Godzilla should have just insta-killed him with a ray of, like, I don't know who you are. I'm going to burn you.
That's where Godzilla looked like he was like, man, I'm taking a break. Uh-huh. I'm on vacation. Get out of here. And then he's like, fine, I'll go. And then just marched into the ocean.
And that's a set. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Is this right? I wrote Jet Jaguar spanks Godzilla?
Did he?
Not right there, but I think when they were fighting the other two monsters at one point, he probably did.
Okay.
I mean, there was definitely a moment where Godzilla was humping Jet Jaguar.
Hell yeah.
Like, humping, like, he was trying to help him up, and then it showed the back, and it was like, Godzilla's humping. And then you've got Megalon, and I keep getting the other one's name wrong.
Gigan.
Standing there, like, making noise and, like, hitting their things so that it makes noise. And it's like, oh, they're just standing there watching Godzilla hump this robot. Yeah. And they're cheering him on. They're saying, get it.
Or they're saying, come on, you've had long enough. It's our turn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That's what was happening, definitely.
We then get a Chekhov's decorative ceiling cube because we forgot to mention in their this house that the scientists and the race car driver have, there's just these like cubes hanging from chains from the ceiling that it looks like art pieces. But then the kid jumps on one and just smacks into one of the Seatopians. And also they rammed a model airplane into the dude's head and it's just like pouring out blood.
So much
they
blood.
They really did. They fucked that man up. And then he got crushed under a rock.
Yeah.
But yeah, that... The Seatopians going to that house is just very confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, they're seeking out this gay family. They're like, we need you to come here and make robots for us.
Yeah.
But they fucked up because they separated the race car driver from them. If they kept them all together, they would have been fine.
Yeah. Just ask if someone were to be like, hey,
you know, all these people are setting off nukes and things and it's destroyed a third of our country. Can you come help us? Like, get technology and, like, rebuild and, you know, all that. They would have probably happily gone.
I would have been like, I don't know. Like, show me some architecture. They show me a matte painting and I'm like, oh, I'm in.
They show you the matte painting and they show you, like, a portrait of the leader of Seatopia. To be like, look at this man. This is the leader.
I'm not too much focused on the man. I'm like, wait, is that your guys' fashion? And they're like, yeah. I was like, God, I've always wanted to just rep a toga. I'm in.
I do like togas. I do.
Oh, you must love Animal House.
I can't say one way or another at this point in time.
That's a movie I should watch. I've never seen it.
I love a toga. I lost the point, James. I lost it. I've got nowhere to
go. Way to go, James.
How fast could you fly? How fast do you think your body could handle it? Because Jet Jaguar's flying pretty fast. Like, you're flying through the air. When does your body just start to, die?
Well, there's probably a mathematic formula you can solve to figure out what the pressure is that you're experiencing at what speed if you have no protection. And I'd imagine once the pressure gets high enough to kill a human being, that would be the answer.
I think what we need to do is watch Silent Hill, the movie, and see how quickly that dude rips this skin off. And however fast his hand's going, that's how fast your body can fly before the skin just peels off.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There we go. Figured it out. Oh, I forgot to mention, the kid says, "I reckon the man's trying to kill us." And then everyone else is like, "I reckon." They keep saying that.
I think it's funny that the Cetopians kidnapped them and all that stuff. They finally got to the military and they were like, "We are getting Godzilla," and all that. They didn't say, "Hey, there's two spies from the country that's attacking us in my house.
Yeah.
You want to come with me, get them?" No, they just went by themselves.
Uh-huh.
And they fucked that man up.
Also, when Jet Jaguar is like, "Oh, I'm going to go do what I want to do," that remote control voice activation doesn't work anymore. The scientist just goes, "Oh, yeah, he's
reprogrammed himself for survival.
I built that into him." And it's like, yeah, what? Why are you so satisfied with that? And it might not really do what you want.
No, it seems like he's lying.
Oh, no. I planned this.
Especially when he has the line of sight and he's like, "He's not listening to me." When he gets bigger, he's like, "I guess he reprogrammed himself to make himself bigger."
Wow.
I don't know.
Robot magic.
Yeah.
Robot magic.
That's all of a sudden it's he reprogrammed himself to replicate the skin of other beings. And then it's wait, I think you created the thing. This is not good. Because it could just keep reprogramming.
He did side with Godzilla.
Yeah.
He did beat up the bugs.
But what if the next time Ghidorah comes down and he's like, "You want to know what? Yeah, I believe with Ghidorah, I'll start murdering the world."
Well, we have to wait for the next Avengers movie for that. Or the next Godzilla movie for that. Because it's Avengers,
Jet Jaguar never comes back.
Never.
Only in video games.
I mean, I feel like they made Jet Jaguar just purely for sexual tension.
Dang.
That's it.
To add to it or to relieve it?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the scene.
I wrote down because Megalon keeps spinning around Jet Jaguar, and a robot with TV cameras for eyes doesn't get dizzy. He shouldn't have got dizzy.
I noted that in my brain as well. I was like, why did that? That wouldn't have worked. Why? He should be able to just spin his head around. Just.
Oh, yeah. Exorcist style.
Yeah.
Love Exorcist style. I forgot how much kaiju blood are in these movies.
I was surprised to see any at all.
Yeah.
I when Godzilla got his shoulder slashed, I was like, whoa. I didn't expect that, samurai movie blood splatter.
I think it was Gorgo. I think that one, Gorgo just gets ripped into and he's just flooding out blood. It was really messed up.
Gorgo.
It's a UK kaiju movie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a monster in this movie, and I was uh-uh. I'm pretty sure that wasn't the other one's name.
No, it wasn't. And then Gigan tries to just rip off Jet Jaguar's head in a brutal way. I liked that.
And Jet Jaguar broke Gigan's little pincer claw thing in half. he grabbed the claw and then kneed it like he was breaking a baseball bat over his knee.
That was my next note.
I was like, whoa, they're getting serious.
Damn, dude.
Godzilla did come in, also immediately lay the smackdown on them. They were both like down, and then I guess they got cocky and they were like, haha, we won, and then got fucked up again. But like, yeah, Godzilla, first try.
Godzilla tried that move that's a popular meme from Versus King Kong, the original one, where he grabs a tree and then shoves it into one of the... one of their faces, but like they don't have a proper mouth.
Yeah.
So it just kind of smacks them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Godzilla came in with the tree. It was great to see that after seeing Jet just be shot out of the sky.
Man, this movie's great. It's but it is.
I would just like, if I was to watch it again, I would just mute it during the monster fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, turn the volume, like, super low.
Or throw on the mummy in the background for that audio so you hear Brendan Fraser.
So I can just hear Brendan Fraser. It's like a hypercut of just Brendan Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
A supercut. And then there's another one that's just Rachel Weisz. Just her.
From the mummy.
That's what the gays want. Yeah, from the mummy.
My last notes are, I would love to see a modern take on Seatopia. I don't think we ever go back to Seatopia besides in the comic books. And they devastated an ecosystem when they like flooded that or unflooded that river and the lake. It like,
oh, yeah.
So much stuff's going to die around there.
But then they broke the dam. So
maybe. I don't know. But that's more devastation.
They caused a lot of death. And for what? Literally the only characters that are like, maybe we shouldn't do anything anymore to Seatopia were our two scientists and race car driver fathers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the government. They don't have any control over that. Why? Seatopia did nothing. They did nothing except cause devastation.
But they know Jet Jaguar will put the heat down on the government.
Really?
Yeah, he grows big and he's just lording over the Capitol saying, you better write some bills, guys.
Why doesn't Godzilla do that?
Oh, who would you want to voice Jet Jaguar? I think Jim Parsons.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, damn, that's a good choice. Nicole?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, that's a good one, too. He says, I am Jet.
Yeah, that's it. That's his only line.
Well, that's all I have. You guys got any more notes?
Just that this movie was gay as hell.
Hell yeah. We did it.
You were right.
This fight is lasting forever. And then I fell asleep.
Forever. It lasted forever afterwards, too.
Yeah, with like 6 hours.
Yeah, 100% agree.
The rebirth of Mothra fight lasted even longer.
But that had like...
building.
Story to it.
Did it?
This one was just punching and kicking and throwing fireballs and shooting lightning and screams. Screams and metal smacking noises. It was weird.
It's great, guys. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but you want to know what's actually great?
What?
Our guest, Corwin.
Hell yeah.
Aw, thank you.
Do you have anything to plug? But actually, before that, thank you so much for hopping on.
Of course. Happy to be here. Always happy to see you both and to do podcasting with you, to hang out. We should probably do that again. That's been a very long time. You know, one of those things, you know? So, yeah, great.
And do you have anything to plug?
Do you have anything to plug? I do still have a Twitch. I do stream things occasionally at Core Winning. And then also check out the backlog of This Movie's Gay, where James and I talk about queer film. Mm-hmm. And Nicole's there sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like for Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror, which I don't think we told you this. Do you know who Betsy Sidaro or Mono Agapian are?
Both of the names sound very familiar.
Mono is like, does like a Drag Her, that podcast about RuPaul Drag Race. And Betsy Sidaro's in a bunch of stuff, like in Ghosts, a bunch of TV shows. But
Yeah.
So they do a podcast, and we recommended that they watch Gay Bed and Breakfast, and they simultaneously loved and hated the movie. They're like, it's so long, but like when it hits, but goddamn, guys, it's so long.
It's so long. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it's just wild and crazy. I was showing someone the musical number they do in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
The other day.
It's a good movie, guys. Check that out. Nicole,
it's not a good movie.
Nicole, what do you have to plug?
Yeah, you forgot to say that the podcast is called We Love Trash.
Yeah, so they were primed for it.
Yeah, follow Darling Homebody on social media and check out my website, darlinghomebody.com.
Hell yeah. Hey guys, head over to mlmpod.com to find out information about my other podcasts, such as the aforementioned This Movie's Gay. Then listen to my music under Marshland Monster. That's three words. New singles and stuff coming out once a month, wherever music is found. And head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. It's a great time over there. Probably when this drops, we will be doing Wicker Man, Nicolas Cage. That will be the upcoming one when it drops in the Patreon feed. So check that out. We recently did a watch along of the original The Wicker Man in preparation for this The Wicker Man.
It was so good.
So good, guys. I'm also posting on TikTok. Go back, watch those watch alongs like I lined up with the movie. And hey, $10 patrons get exclusive monthly content on top of that weekly content, and you get shout outs on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F, Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z, the Waz, Orion, Jordan B, the Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common law, Joshua Jacob, Steve Barnes, a sweet child of time, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF, and former roommate Shane, that fed. Oh my God. Today's guest, twitch.tv/Corwinning. It's Corwin, yay. And from the ROM Complex, Formulaic, and twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. It's R2Shelby2. And I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Corwin.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Marshland Media production produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today. All right, I'm going to end this stream. Thank you, anyone who's still watching the stream. Thank you. See you guys. Bye.
One last bit for the camera.
Yes.
It's still going.
Oh, yeah.